This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The big news today in Massachusetts, the acquisition of Boston-based Genzyme by the French pharmaceutical company Sanofi Aventis. It took 9 months of negotiations and the price tag, $20 billion.
Genzyme is 30 years old. It's the state's biggest biotech firm, famous for developing drugs to treat rare diseases. Now it will be a subsidiary of the French drug giant. And among the big questions, what happens to the 4,500 employees here in Massachusetts?
There were hints about that earlier today when the two CEOs appeared together in public for the first time at Genzyme's headquarters in Kendall Square. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch was there and joins us now. Thanks for coming in, Kurt.
Sure thing, Anthony.
So, Henry Termeer of Genzyme and Christopher Viehbacher of Sanofi together at last. Did this feel like the start of a beautiful friendship? What was the energy, their chemistry like?
Well, you know, CEOs are generally smooth dudes and they can often, you know, sort of be enemies but look like they're great friends. But honestly, I have to say that it felt like they had good chemistry. They sat both up there sort of in a town hall style forum, you know, just sitting on a stool. And you know, you got a feeling that they both sort of felt to like they were peers. I mean, Viehbacher's a CPA, an accountant. Termeer's a scientist. Now they're both CEOs of biotech firms. But you know, there did seem to be a good rapport between the two.
Now, Kurt, this deal took 9 months to put together. What was their explanation for why it took so long to consummate this deal?
Well, it looks like they always agreed that Genzyme could be bought, but the real sticking point was for how much money, and the tricky part was this multiple sclerosis drug that Genzyme is developing. Genzyme thinks it's going to be a bit of a blockbuster, make a lot of money. Sanofi wasn't so sure. And what they did was sort of decided to let time figure that out for them. And they came up with a price for the shares of today, but stockholders can get more money down the road. More money, you know, or how much money, just depending on how well this one drug does. And interestingly, they finally decided to do this on sort of a walk-in-the-woods style negotiation. They were both in Switzerland at Davos for this conference, and they both left the lawyers behind and went on a hike together. Here is Henry Termeer explaining that negotiation.
We walked up some big hill, and we went, you know, it was a tiring process in some way, and we got together, and we talked to it, and after 2 or 3 hours, we shook hands. And at that moment, too, I understood deeper the purpose that Chris had in mind for this investment.
I have to tell you, there was also scotch involved, but that's where the deal was struck.
Scotch and high mountain alpine air, great combination. Now, Kurt, as you've reported, there's concern at Genzyme about whether jobs will be lost or consolidated under this new merger. 4,500 people work for the company in Massachusetts. Any word about what happens to them?
Well, what worries everybody is that that's now in the hands of Chris Viehbacher, the Sanofi CEO, and he wouldn't say a number. He said some efficiencies, you know, corporate speak for job cuts, are inevitable. But here's what he said about, you know, changing Genzyme. He basically said Genzyme has developed these drugs. It has a great brand. And he said there that, you know, he's just not going to mess with that.
We would be nuts to throw that huge value away. The Genzyme name that is on the top of this building is going to be there tomorrow and a year from now and 5 years from now.
After all, they're paying $20 billion for this company. So Genzyme, from now on, is going to be Sanofi's Center for Rare Diseases in Cambridge.
So, Kurt, beyond the issue of jobs, what does this merger do to Genzyme's identity in Massachusetts? I mean, maybe that last cut sort of speaks to this issue, but there, this is the biggest homegrown biotech firm in the state. There's a lot of pride associated with it. Talk about what's at stake here and why Sanofi was so eager to acquire this company to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are proud of Genzyme for just its financial success. But, you know, you talk to the people who work there and they're really proud of the work they've done coming up for therapies for diseases that like Gaucher's disease and other diseases that there just weren't any therapies for before. So it's very meaningful, even if it is lucrative work. And of course, those drugs are valuable. For some of them, Genzyme makes hundreds of thousands of dollars per year per patient. That's one reason why Sanofi wanted that company. It wanted new drugs in its pipeline. And the worry is, you know, what is Sanofi going to do with this? How are they going to change it? I think people, after seeing these two folks talk today, might feel better about it. But, you know, it's all really going to be revealed through the actions down the road.
All right. Well, thanks very much. That's Kurt Nickisch, WBUR's business and technology reporter. Thanks for coming in, Kurt.
You got it.
Up next, organ donation after cardiac death, a slippery slope or hope for the future. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks.